Hey, I'm Scott Hansman. This is Azure Friday. I'm here with Dan Rosanova. How are you, sir?
Very well, thank you.
We're digging into Service Bus. We did a .NET application that sent a message, put it onto a topic. We can see how we can filter that around and have it delivered place to place. But sometimes I send a message and I don't really know if it got there. You know, that's why we set red receipts on our Outlook mail. Or we like when we text somebody and it says they read it. I know you saw that message. You can't lie. Can I do the same thing in Service Bus?
Absolutely. And actually, SMS is a really good analogy to how all this messaging stuff works, because it's inherently asynchronous, but there are patterns you can follow that will give you synchronous-like behavior and notifications. And this is one of those right now. Hmm. I've taken our topic sender that we had before, and I've extended it a little bit. And what I've done is I've created a name for a response queue. Mm-hmm. So basically, the sender wants to know about the completion of some processing,
right.
And so it's making sure there's a queue there, and it's going to tell the message where it should be sending its reply to. So where do I listen for my replies? And that can be unique per sender and can be dynamic.
So a bad way to do this would be to have each other sending different unique messages. Like I send a message to you, the do it message,
yeah.
And then you send back the I did it message.
Yes.
That's a cheesy way to do this.
Absolutely. The low tech would be to have like two queues, and this is the send queue and this is the response queue. That's a little harder to do. It's certainly not as flexible.
I see. So then in patterns like we saw in previous videos where you have dead letters and time to life, these are common patterns that everyone doing distributed messaging needs.
Absolutely.
So then a correlation ID and red receipts is a common pattern?
Very common.
Okay.
Absolutely. And so if we look at this here, our code is not much different than it was before. I have added a check to see if a queue exists, and I'm creating if it doesn't. This hasn't changed at all. We've got our time span on here for our message to be processed. And what is a little bit different now is that I've filled in this reply to. And that's just the queue that I created earlier. It's just the name of the queue. It's not a URL or anything.
It's a different queue?
Yes, it is a reply queue that I'm wanting my response messages to come back into.
Okay.
And that this particular instance wants them to come back into. And so when I send my message, I then open a queue listener to know that this has actually come in. And I use the same sort of lambda that we saw a little earlier to just read the message right off of here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we've done also, though, is add a second program, which is our order processor, the thing that's receiving these, second console app. And this is very simple, like we saw before, about just reading and responding to messages. So all this does here is on message, it reads the messages off.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes that particular brokered message.
Right.
It looks in this correlation ID. It sets this correlation ID, which really is to how do I correlate this back from where it came from, so back from the sender.
Mm.
And it's using the message ID, which is a GUID for every message.
Okay, so that line right there, like if you learn one thing from this video, that's the magic.
Yes, if you learn one thing from the recipient, the processor, this is it. And if you learn one thing from the sender, it's this, which is the reply to.
I see.
So I'm telling it where to reply, and now I'm telling it what instance are you that's replying.
Right. It's just like when you have a letter, you've got your mailed from address.
Yep.
And then if you want to send it back, you move that down and you flip the letter around and you send it out.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
And here it's dynamic, so if I had a lot of senders and a lot of processors, they can send to different places.
Mm-hmm.
So now when I run this, what this is going to do is write out on one console, say that it's received this message, send back reply, and then what it's actually doing here is a quick delete of the message when it's now, done.
But this message that comes back, the reply message, is itself a message. It's a real message. It's not of type reply.
No.
So I could make a chain of these, could I not?
Absolutely. And you can do very rich messaging patterns on top of that, which are going to be sequences of things you need to do, like sort of the equivalent of like a three-phase commit you could actually do with this.
Mm-hmm. If I wanted to do a workflow, if I'm like a customer service person and I'm watching an interaction with a customer and orders are being rejected or shipped and things like that, or maybe I'm doing a secure messaging platform, I could go and build those interactions and then present them.
Absolutely, yes. And they're going to be interactions is the perfect way to say it. They're going to be a sequence of interactions of your messages that follow a particular path. And you can be very expressive in that. And actually, SharePoint's workflow uses Service Bus.
All right, let's see if it works.
All right. I can't use that shortcut because I've got multiple pieces starting.
There we go.
And here what we see is that the console window on the right, which is the sender, it sent a message and I wrote out its ID. So that's the GUID, the unique message ID. It's before sending, that's why it's a GUID, because they need to be globally unique.
Okay.
And then the console on the left, which is the processor, the order processor, received that message and sent back a response, the acknowledgement basically, mm-hmm. to say that I'm done with this message. And you can see here the received reply message has the ID that matches the sender.
So that happened really fast. It looked like two text boxes just went meh.
Yeah.
But he sends it, he generates the GUID, it comes over here, he responds, he processes it, does whatever he needs to do, mm-hmm. sends the reply, and this is the GUID that was sent back from him.
Yes.
The message ID became the reply to and said, hey, that's what I got. Message received.
Absolutely. Said, this is the message I'm replying to. This is the location that I'm sending that reply to. And our SLA is 50 milliseconds, so this is going to be really fast if these things are running. So you do have a couple round trips here, so it's going to be 1/10 of a second maybe, but you know, not very much.
Wow, that's very cool.
Thank you.
All right, we're learning all about correlations and Service Bus here on Azure Friday. Mm-hmm.